From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, April 23rd. California's first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, made a visit to Chico State's farm yesterday for an Earth Day event. NSPR's Eric Adams was there and says the governor also tagged along.
Governor Gavin Newsom, his wife, and members of his cabinet visited the university farm to learn about sustainability efforts in agriculture.
I just want to thank you all so much for being here for today, for allowing us to uplift and celebrate you as an incredible model.
That's Jennifer Siebel Newsom. She and her husband took a tour of the farm and afterwards addressed dozens of the event's attendees. The governor gave a statement highlighting nonpartisanship in the face of environmental concerns. And he congratulated the university on its efforts.
California's been a leader, and so have you, Chico State. We're here at an institute, it's first in the nation, regenerative ag, a focus on sustainability, low carbon, green growth, to preserve for generations, to pass the proverbial baton. And it doesn't surprise me it happened here first, because that's what California is. Future happens here first.
Chico State's president also hosted a panel discussion between faculty and state officials, touching on Siebel Newsom's farm-to-school program. It aims to ensure locally sourced meals in public schools. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, arts and cultural organizations in Chico have an opportunity to secure extra funding for the next year. The Chico Arts Commission is awarding nonprofits across the city with grants of $2,000 to $5,000. The funding must be used to create cultural works, performances, or exhibitions that are accessible to the public. Organizations must also have operated in Chico for at least 2 years to be eligible. Individual artists can apply if they're sponsored by a nonprofit. The funds being requested must also be matched by another source. The deadline to apply is late June. 1% of Chico's transient occupancy tax, known as the hotel motel tax, is used to fund the grant program for the arts. And parents who are curious about how their child's college career might turn out after high school can now get some extra insight. That's thanks to a new state database launched this week. It's called the Cradle to Career Data System. It displays data from about 3.5 million high school graduates in California. And it sorts how many of those students went to college, what degrees they earned, and what their income looks like. Users can filter the data by school or legislative district, and demographics like gender or race and ethnicity. District 3 represents most of the North State. According to the data system, almost 60% of students who graduated high school in 2015 in the district first enrolled in two-year colleges. About 40% of those students have not completed college. However, according to reporting from CalMatters, the available data only accounts for students who graduated from public high schools and attended public colleges and universities in California. Also, some of California's largest home insurers are being sued for allegedly colluding to push policyholders onto the state's insurance plan. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to reporting by the Associated Press, the plaintiffs in the two suits say the companies conspired in 2023 to simultaneously drop existing policies in fire-prone areas or not write new policies. That drove homeowners to buy insurance from the FAIR Plan, which is the state insurer of last resort. The FAIR Plan provides less protection at higher cost. The plaintiffs argue the move allowed insurance companies to unfairly profit by reducing their exposure to risk while still gaining financially from higher premiums paid by remaining customers. And they say that could violate state antitrust and unfair competition laws. The more than two dozen home insurers named in the lawsuits hold 75% of the California market. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, a new UC Davis study has calculated the cost of wolf attacks to cattle ranchers. Researchers looked at three gray wolf packs and how they interacted with cattle in northeastern California between 2022 and 2024. They found that one wolf can cost between $69,000 and $162,000 in direct and indirect losses to ranchers. Total indirect losses were estimated to range between $1 and $3 million. Researchers also found that over 70% of the wolf scat samples tested contained cattle DNA, and that cattle have elevated stress levels. The study comes as gray wolves have started to proliferate across the state. The species was once thought to be extinct in California, but 7 wolf packs were documented in 2024, with evidence of the predators in 4 other locations. Gray wolves are an endangered species in California, and hunting or killing them is illegal, except in self-defense or the defense of others. The CDFW launched a pilot program in 2021 to compensate livestock producers for direct losses caused by wolves. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, April 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.